Today is October 2nd, 2020, and there is a hell of a lot to dish about today. Hi, Terry.
Hi there, Mark.
Hi, my co-host Terry Knight and Mark Taylor, your host. So I'm going to back up, Terry, this week on kind of where we've been all week here.
Mm-hmm.
So the long intervention with Steffi, I want to get your feelings on that. That kind of went on mm-hmm. for several days, probably partially last week and into this week. What did you think about all that?
Well, you know, I think that in a way, I think it was really good that they did bring to light about opioid addiction. But those were hard to watch.
They were.
I mean,
I agree.
Especially when you know somebody that has battled addictions.
Yep.
You can feel all of that. And it was, it was hard to watch. I'm impressed by the way they handled it and the acting that everybody did. Yeah. I thought was extraordinary. Do I want them to do something like that again? No.
Okay.
But I guess there's a part of me that would applaud them for trying to have a social conscience.
Yep. And I think the bowl has taken on, you know, over the years, they've taken on some of these tough social mm-hmm. issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right. This one was tough. I actually, because like you, I've also seen people struggle with this, and mm-hmm. I've seen she did Steffi Jacqueline yes. Woods, right? Is her real
yes.
name?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She did an extraordinary acting job.
Yes.
Yep. And you had mentioned that last week, and I would agree all the way through to the end.
Yep, she did. I'm impressed by her acting, and maybe you know. Maybe part of her also knows someone or
somebody
been down
did.
The road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So next on our agenda is Ridge, you know, this has been going on this week too, kind of all week.
Mm-hmm.
The Shauna second ceremony with Ridge to mm-hmm. redo their wedding, so to speak, when he got hammered in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-COVID-19.
Yes.
Yeah. we had to wait a long time for this moment.
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have. So it was going to, well, it ended today, kind of we're on the edge of our seats now through the weekend because we got to see where mm-hmm. this is going, but we kind of know.
Yes.
And Carter, I didn't put uh-huh. this on the agenda, but I thought of it at the end of the show today. So Carter got promoted to COO of Forrester Creations.
Yes.
Impressive.
It is impressive. And I'm wondering, that's going to be interesting on where that leads. And I've got some thoughts on that.
Okay.
That we can talk about in predictions.
Okay. All right. Let's mm-hmm. see where that goes. I like the budding relationship as well between Carter and Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
There's some chemistry going on there.
Oh, yeah. It's too bad they can't actually touch each other.
I know. It's really weird.
It is weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and they're saying all these loving things and nobody's jumping in somebody's arms. You're like, okay, that just seemed awkward.
You know, we've discussed this in the past podcasts here, but mm-hmm. I got to tell you this, Terry. So on The Young and the Restless, so they showed a love scene today and you could see the two were going to engage in romantic interlude.
And yes.
All of a sudden,
you're so delicate.
I know,
Mark.
I try to keep the podcast somewhat PG. Sometimes it's hard, though.
Yes.
But anyway, they engage in romantic interlude, and the camera breaks away, and all you see is a shadow of two people getting on it. You know. So that was interesting to me.
That's interesting.
Interesting way to film the thing without, like you said, mm-hmm. COVID-19 when people can't be kissing and doing different things.
Right. Right.
Anyway.
Huh. Okay.
I will move on.
All right. So, it might be best.
Might be best. so I thought it was interesting this week, next, talking about where Ridge went to tell Brooke about the second ceremony with Shauna.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooke, I thought this was funny, Terry. So Brooke says, this will cause them not to find their way back.
Ugh.
What?
I know. It's like they've each been married a bazillion other times to other people anyway. This is any different?
Yeah, what the hell is going to stop you this time?
I know.
Oh, another marriage in between. Oh, well, you know, big deal.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You were married to his father twice.
Yeah. Wasn't she married to his brother?
Yes.
Yeah. I know. I think
and his brother.
And his brother, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because Massimo is their real father.
That's right.
Their biological father.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And jeez. Massimo, he was married to Sally Spector, wasn't he? Do you remember?
You know, I think he was.
I think so. I just dawned on me as you brought Massimo up again.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Interesting. That's interesting.
Might have to get the research department on that one as well.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So next, so Quinn tells Eric about the ceremony. It surprised me a little bit how against it Eric was initially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
yeah,
he got over it, but yeah. So go ahead. I think you had
he was against it, and then all of a sudden he's okay.
Yeah.
He
gives in. Yeah, it's kind of like not quite believable how quickly he gives up the argument.
Yes.
So I thought this was a good scene, too. So Brooke shows up at the Foresters, supposedly to see Eric, and Eric is gone. And he is powwow with Quinn earlier this week.
Yeah.
I love it when those two, you always think it's going to be a cat fight.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And darn it wasn't.
Darn it wasn't. I thought they were going to break furniture and stuff.
I did too. I mean, that's happened multiple times.
Yeah. Somebody ends up going through a glass table.
Yes.
Funny.
One of those expensive vases goes across their head.
Yeah. A $30,000 vase.
Mm-hmm. It's not a vase.
It's not a vase. It's a vase. So Eric tells I found this interesting too, Terry. So Eric tells Ridge that he doesn't have to go through with the ceremony and kind of really discourages him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Carter does too.
Yeah, Carter does too. You're right.
So they're chit-chatting and...
Yeah, everybody's chit-chatting.
Yeah. And then today...
Today? Go ahead. Hit the highlight,
that was,
Terry.
Oh my God, that was awesome. So you see the door open slightly.
Yep.
As Quinn and Shauna are having their conversation that happens constantly about the terrible things they did.
Right. On speakerphone, by the way.
On speakerphone. Yeah. Absolutely. And the door opens a little more, and you're like, oh man, who is there? I did not expect Katie.
I didn't either.
That was...
When she popped her head through the doorway, I'm like, oh, didn't see that. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. And I love that she didn't make her presence known. And then right as they're getting off the phone, here comes Eric and she's talking about Brooke. That was interesting.
Right.
And then, so then that leaves Katie an opportunity to scoot out of there. And in the meantime, here's Eric getting on Quinn about her hatred for Brooke. That was kind of interesting too.
Yeah.
When he talks to her about going back to her dark side.
Right.
Yeah.
That was good writing, you know, just kind of setting us up for when it hits the fan.
Mm-hmm. Because it's absolutely will, obviously, with today's ending.
Right.
But, I'm sorry.
Cool. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, so he did say, though, even before she told, well, she hasn't told him the truth yet anyway, but even before he said he couldn't go through it.
That was weird.
That was weird. I wasn't expecting that.
Right.
So Monday is going to be really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hope they don't, CBS doesn't break in with some stupid news.
Oh, God, I hope not. I don't want to hear it.
It'll ruin Terry's lunch break.
It will, totally. Yeah,
right, right.
Ugh.
So how do you, Let's move into predictions.
Okay. So why don't you go first?
Okay. So my big prediction this week is going to be, it ends today with Katie, after you said, like you said, Katie overhears the conversation. First, I want to make one comment. So Quinn, how dumb is that scene with Quinn and her? How many phone calls is that now? And on speakerphone, really? I mean,
yeah.
What's the likely, with something that controversial, you would do those calls over a speaker? I don't know. I don't think so.
Well,
but I mean, you kind of got to do it that way so Katie could hear both sides of the conversation. I mean, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Quinn, I think, is feeling pretty sure of herself.
Yeah, I agree. She gets a little kind of in her own element, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So my big prediction is going to be is that Katie, as she's telling Ridge today at the end of the show on Friday, she's leading into it, I have this prediction. Remember now, Katie has heart problems.
Yeah.
Katie's going to tip over. Right before she gets it all out, and she's going to be end up being in a coma or, out of it for several weeks. And Ridge is going to end up going through the ceremony, and nobody's going to know until we see what happens with Katie. And I think Katie will snap out of it, but it allows them to drag the storyline on for, some weeks here.
Oh, that's so bold. And I love it and I hate it.
I know.
Because I don't want it to keep going like
this. I know. But can't you just see that with these, with this story? Sense. Yeah, with the way they write on this show?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
So that's my big one. Go ahead.
Well, for me, what I was thinking is that they're going to do like a Hope and Zoe thing where Ridge is going to find out the truth. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to go ahead and start the ceremony and then ask her what happened during the ceremony.
Sudsy.
Yeah. That's my prediction.
Okay. I like that one.
And what was interesting is that Flo said today when they're getting dressed in the whatever
veranda.
Bill's office. Yeah. Flo says, Mom will get everything she deserves today.
Ooh, yeah, that's right. I didn't catch that. You're right.
Yeah.
That was saying a lot.
Yes, it was. And then I've got a prediction about Zoe.
Okay.
With, Zenday's coming back. That's been all the big news.
Right.
And Zenday, he is a forester.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yes. So here's Carter becoming COO. Then Zenday comes back and he's a forester. So he might wonder, how come he gets COO?
Ooh.
And I think he's going to go head to head with Carter over Zoe because they were dating.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Ooh, I like that. That's good.
Okay. All right.
Oh, okay. All right.
So there we are.
There we go. Let's see where it goes next week.
Oh, I'm just going to be all tingly all weekend.
I know. Try to manage.
I'll try.
I will as well.
Okay. Hang in there, pal.
All right. You too. All right. Until we dish again.
Keep it sudsy.
And we're out.